Raised by Soundfest is coming December 2nd. Go to raisedbysoundfest.com for more information.
All right. I hate to cut off the temprees doing Explain It to Your Mama just as it came on, but welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Willie Beard, and you're listening to WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, 91.7 on your dial, or you may be listening at WYXR.org. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing this morning, we're glad you're here with us. If you've never listened to our show before, it's called Songs That Move You. And I bring in friends and folks I know and folks I admire and all of those things. And they bring 10 songs that mean something to them. And today, my guest is my friend Bruce Newman. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. It's good to see you sitting across from me.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This is great, man.
This is an old folky you invited here.
Yes, I know. Well, and I tell you what, it's funny. I grew up, and I know I've told you this before. I grew up, my brother Gaines was 9 years older, and so he had every Pete Seeger album, Woody Guthrie, the Rooftop Singers, the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary. So when I was, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old, that was my music.
Well, you know, I think if you're of a certain age and you grew up in an era, whether it be you loving it or maybe an older sibling,
right?
You it's in your blood. And yeah. Growing up in New York City, yeah. I was a little bit younger than what was going on in Greenwich Village, but right. I heard the music, and yeah. as I got older, just became very interested in it, yeah. and it's been part of my life. I've represented some of the artists that we're
right,
here today.
Right, right. Yeah, and we're going to talk about that, because so I find that fascinating.
It's been great. One of them, actually, Tom Paxton, is up for a Grammy this year.
Right.
So it's been such a beautiful life, 35 years of working with folk musicians, hearing the stories, yeah. just been great.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. That is wonderful. And I tell you what, those songs, I really listened to the lyrics, and those songs informed who I still am today. I mean, I believed everything because they were speaking the truth. And I don't know if there was another time in American music where that much truth was spoken by such a big group of people.
Yeah, it was a special time. It was a time when the government actually paid artists to write songs about right. what was going on. Woody yeah. Guthrie was paid to write about the building of the Columbia Dams right. in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. These things are just so foreign to us.
Sure,
now.
Yeah, yeah. and that's what the government should be doing.
They're
yeah.
pulling back on the arts instead yeah, right. of. But that's another story altogether.
Exactly. All right. Well, tell you what. So Bruce sent me his list yesterday, and it's a great list, folks. And we're glad you're taking this ride with us this morning. So what have we got first, Bruce?
So the first one is a ballad that was written by Woody Guthrie in 1945 for Moe's Ash. Okay. And this one, this has been covered by Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who rode the rails with Woody,
right.
and was his traveling partner for a while. It's called 1913 Massacre, mm-hmm. and it's about a story that came out of Calumet, Michigan, when the Union bosses shut the doors to a party that was going on Christmas Eve, and there was a fire, mm-hmm. and similar to the Triangle Waste factory
right,
fire.
Exactly.
So Ramblin' Jack does an amazing job covering it. That's what it is.
Here we go.
Take a trip with me in 1913 to Calumet, Michigan, in the copper country. I'll take you to a place called Italian Hall, and the miners are having their big Christmas ball. I'll take you in a door and up a high stairs. Singing and dancing is heard everywhere. I'll let you shake hands with the people you see and watch the kids dance around the big Christmas tree. There's talking and laughing and songs in the air, and the the spirit of Christmas is there everywhere. Before you know it, you're friends with us all, and you're dancing around and around in the hall. You ask about work and you ask about pay. They'll tell you they make less than a dollar a day, working their copper claims, risking their lives. So it's fun to spend Christmas with children and wives. A little girl sits down by the Christmas tree lights to play the piano, so you gotta keep quiet. To hear all this fun, you would not realize that the copper boss thug men are milling outside. The copper boss thugs stuck their heads in the door. One of them yelled and he screamed, "There's a fire!" A lady, she hollered, "There's no such a thing. Keep on with your party, there's no such a thing." Few people rusting is only a few. It's just the thugs and the scab fooling you. A man grabbed his daughter and he carried her down, but the thugs held the door and he could not get out. And then others followed, 100 or more, but most everybody remained on the floor. The gun thugs, they laughed at their murderous joke, and the children were smothered on the stairs by the door. Such a terrible sight I never did see. We carried our children back up to their tree. The scabs outside still laughed at their spree, and the children that died, there were 73. Piano played a slow funeral tune, and the town was lit up by a cold Christmas moon. The parents, they cried, and the miners, they moaned. See what your greed for money has done.
All right. Wow. Wow. The
powerful song.
1913 Massacre. That really is a powerful song. So, Bruce, we've got something coming up on December 3rd, and that's one of the reasons you're here this morning, to talk about this. So, this is a concert that you and your wife, Barbara, have produced for, what, the last?
This is our third decade.
Okay, wow.
Always once a year, always at the end of the year, and always for a cause.
Yeah.
And the last 5 years have been for Ward Archers Protect Our Aquifer. There's really, you know, it's such a great cause. It's keeping our water clean. There's no political issues.
Right.
And so I've been using some of my contacts, my clients, and Barbara also, and we've been curating these shows all over town. This year, it will be again at First Congo, and the bill is just amazing. We have Shamika Copeland, Loudon Wainwright, Tracy Nelson, the great bluegrass player Tim O'Brien, as well as Susan Marshall and Reba Russell and Joe Restivo and John Namath. I mean, it's just a powerful bill.
Wow. So. And you know what? That's a great room. That's a great place to listen to music. I love that room.
So it's December 3rd. It's AcousticSundayLive.com if you want to get tickets. I do believe it's going to sell out. We're about 65-70% there. So
tickets. Yeah, get your tickets. And thank you and Barbara for doing this.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We love doing it. We love it.
You know, it's something I think so many times I think about the, you know, Protect Our Aquifer. It seems like such a big thing, like such a monumental thing. I think a lot of people cannot wrap their heads around that, the fact that this is our drinking water. And all over this planet, that is, for many, many people, the number one problem. They do not have good drinking water.
And we do.
We do.
And Germantown saw what happens when you mess, when the water gets messed up. This is all about Memphis, its suburbs. This is not just one particular group of people. It's all of us. Yeah. We don't want to see what happened in Flint, Michigan,
exactly.
Quite honestly.
Exactly. It killed that town.
Yeah.
It absolutely killed the town. So, yeah. Yes. So, protect our aquifer. Okay. All right. So, we've got, can you introduce the next song? We're going to play this. I've never run the I should not. Should not say this. I've never run the CD player in here, but we're going to play something off CD. So if you'll introduce, I will mash the button.
Absolutely.
Say.
This is from our very first concert, Willie. This
okay.
is from 3 decades ago.
Wow.
We had a bill that included Odetta, Richie Havens, Ramblin', Jack Elliott, Tom Paxton, and Josh White Jr. It was a tribute to Woody Guthrie. It was at Theater Memphis. And they all sang Woody's Deportee, also known as the plane wreck at Los Gatos, which was a real event that happened in 1948. A plane crashed near Los Gatos with farm workers, and nobody really told the story as to what happened, and their ashes were spread all over. And hear this wonderful song about the deportees. Timeless as ever.
He introduced it to the rest of us, the world. It's from your papa, Judge. House of the Rising Sun.
Okay, I think we played the wrong cut. I'm gonna try this again, sorry.
One day I went to a gathering at Will Gear's house. He inherited a gear. He introduced it to the rest of us, the world. It's from your papa, Judge. House of the Rising Sun.
Okay, apparently I don't know how to use the CD machine because I'm not able to play that.
It's all right. We'll get it on.
I'm so sorry. I may have to bring Robbie in here for a second to see if we can get to that.
All right, you want to go to number 3?
Yes, this is obviously operator error, and I am the operator. So let's do go to number 3.
It's live. It's okay. So number 3, I've chosen a Tom Paxton song, and mm-hmm. Tom has been he's been a client of mine in my law practice for 3 decades. I've loved him loved his music, and I met him during a Memphis concert. It's called The Last Thing on My Mind, and actually Dolly Parton covered it this year.
Ooh.
And has won a Grammy, or has been nominated for a Grammy. So Tom's song that was 50 years old has now come back. This is one that when he was married, his wife used to read Tom's lyrics,
yeah,
and crumble this one up. Threw it in the garbage, and Tom took it out and said, no, I think this is going to be a good one. So this is one of his more famous songs called The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going. This I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies a morning, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing.
Man, that is lovely. We were talking while this was playing. Just the quality of the recording is just pristine. It's so good.
This was, as we were talking, this was one of the first Elektra Records recordings when they got into folk music, and you can see the quality of what they did.
They definitely knew what they were doing. All right. Well, I think, folks, that we have figured out how to play something off the CD.
and
so we're going to go back, Bruce.
Right. Yes, Willie, it's my bad. I don't know how to count, but this is track 14 from the tribute to Woody Guthrie, Deportee, with the ensemble.
He called it Plainric et Los Gatos, and then finally called it Deportees.
A young school teacher named Martin Hoffman set it to music, a perfect match.
And with a great chorus.
Crops are early, the peaches are rotting, the oranges piled high in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexico border. Pay all their money to wade back again. Goodbye, Tijuana, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river, took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees. They row the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my wife, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. Won't have a name when you ride a big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal, some are not wanted. Our war contract's up and we've gotta move on. 600 miles to that Mexico border.
They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to my wand, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. Won't have a name when you ride me airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. The skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Fireball of lightning that shook all our gills. Who are all these friends all scattered like dry leaves? Radio said they were just deportees. Goodbye, Tonawanda. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus and Maria. Won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? This the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves who rot on our farmlands and be called by no name except deportees. Goodbye to my wand, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. Won't have a name when you ride a big airplane. All they will call you will be deportees.
What a powerful song.
It's still relevant.
Man, I'm telling you, yes.
We still, Barbara and I still can't believe we got these people together on a stage in Memphis, Richie Havens and right. Tom Paxton yeah. and Odetta and Ramblin' Jack. We still look fondly back 30 years ago.
Wow.
And so it's great to have that music.
That's great. That's great. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, Tennessee. My guest is Bruce Newman today, and we're sitting here in the Crosstown Concourse, and people are walking by and smiling at us, so we must be doing something right. I want to tell you, Acoustic Sunday Live, the fifth concert to Protect Our Aquifer, is coming up on Sunday, December 3rd, at the First Congregational Church over in the Cooper Young neighborhood at 7 p.m. The guests, the performers, are it's an incredible lineup. Shamika Copeland, Tracy Nelson, Tim O'Brien, Loudon Wainwright, John Namath, Susan Marshall, Reba Russell, Joe Restivo, and Will Kimbrough.
Yeah, and Tracy Nelson, little did we know when we asked her, she got nominated for a Grammy on Friday.
I saw that.
So that's a big deal.
I saw that. Good for her.
And Reba, yeah. Reba sang on that album, so I'm sure they'll be doing some songs.
Oh, how nice. Okay. And now, where can people get their tickets, Bruce?
AcousticSundayLive.com.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You, and these are the songs that move Bruce. What we got next, Bruce?
Well, a guy named Goble Reeves wrote a song called Hobo's Lullaby back in 1940-something. Woody Guthrie covered it later on, but I think the best version is Arlo's version, Arlo Guthrie, who did it in 1972. It's such a moving song, and it's just about people who have no home,
yeah.
Hobos.
Here we go.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Let the towns drift slowly by. heart. Safe from all the wind and snow. I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble everywhere. But when you die and go to heaven, you won't find no policeman there. I know your clothes are torn and ragged.
That's so nice. All right, Arlo. Good job there. And what a nice production there. That was really beautiful.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. Stick around. We've got lots of good stuff coming up. We're about halfway done here. My guest this morning is Bruce Newman. And Bruce, thanks so much for coming in today. I know you are the foremost expert on folk music.
Well, thank you. That's a heavy title.
No, but you really are.
I will say that having sort of lived it for so many years, mm-hmm. I've just been privileged to be around it, and going to Folk Alliance, our business meeting every year in Kansas City, and representing these people, uh-huh. and writing my own songs the last 10 years, just because I'm inspired, has been a real journey for me.
Yeah. So, oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you.
And I'm happy to tell the story.
Thank you for your service. It is service. All right. So we're going to keep going and go to Bruce's next song here. What have we got here?
Yeah, so, you know, everybody knows Gordon Lightfoot, and everyone's going to know this song. In 1971, he wrote a song that really came out of his divorce. It's called If You Could Read My Mind. I have a love-hate with this one, because when I was in summer camp in 1970, I got on stage as a teenager trying to impress.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And I had a guitar player next to me who happened to be my counselor, and okay. I forgot the lyrics.
Oh, no.
I have never since then been so embarrassed. But it's such a great song.
So did you have to tap dance?
I think I walked off stage as maybe a 12-year-old.
Okay, here we go. This is Gordon Lightfoot with If You Could Read My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. A movie star who gets burned in a three-way script, into number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say, I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
Certainly one of the great songs of the 1970s.
Absolutely.
I love that. And that arrangement is so beautiful with the strings.
If only I had sung it right at camp.
Yeah, I know. You may have lived a completely different life.
Absolutely.
It could have been, people would have been going, no, I've never heard of Gordon Lightfoot. Bruce, though, did the song.
Yeah, 50 years ago.
There
crazy.
You go. Where were you in camp?
I went to camp. A lot of the New York kids went up to the New England in Connecticut.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Well, I bet that was nice.
It was fun.
Classic summer camp.
My parents wanted to get rid of me for a couple
of
months.
Of course, yeah. Hey, Bruce, you need camp. I think we should do that more as adults, too. I think I'm ready to go to summer camp.
Right.
All right, folks, thanks for coming along on our walk this morning through the musical DNA of Bruce Newman. And what have we got next, Bruce?
So in 1950, Ed McCurdy from Pennsylvania wrote a song called Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. It's an anti-war song. And I chose it because it's just as relevant right now as it was 70 years ago. The Chad Mitchell Trio had a big hit with it.
Yeah.
But here's the original version from Ed McCurdy.
dreamed I saw a mighty room, and the room was filled with men, and a paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the paper was all signed and a million copies made, they all people in the streets below were dancing round and round, while swords and guns and uniforms were scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I'd ever dreamed before. I dreamed
some things never change, right?
That song again, so yeah. Relevant.
Yeah, it really is. Wow. I didn't know that version. I knew the Simon and Garfunkel version, but I didn't know that version.
Yeah.
So he wrote that.
He wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know why I always assumed that Paul Simon had written that, because Simon and Garfunkel didn't do, I think maybe just a handful of songs that they didn't write, that Paul Simon didn't write.
True, yeah. True. But when they started out as a duo, you know, they covered.
Yeah.
Everly Brothers.
Yeah, that is true. So. Yeah. Wow. Yep. All right. So we've got the next song getting queued up here, and this is going to be a song by your friend, and you've known this guy a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
So. One of the most interesting and warmest experiences is what was representing Dave Van Ronk, the mayor of McDougal Street.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hang on. We need to stop for a second. This is the we're having a fire drill here, folks. But I was told that we don't have to leave the studio. So we're going to go ahead and play the next thing, and so we won't be hearing this. But this is a fire drill in the Crosstown Concourse. And what have we got next, Bruce?
So Dave Van Ronk covered Len Chandler's Green, Green, Rocky Road, and it's a kid's song. It was off an album called Peter and the Wolf. Mm-hmm. Dave Van Ronk was just... the most amazing storyteller. He grew up in Brooklyn, moved to Greenwich Village, and Bob Dylan stayed at his house when he came in from Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And hence, rest of the story. Here's Green, Green, Rocky Road.
Chain run to the wall. Don't you stumble, don't you fall, or don't you sing. Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Holland green, green, rocky road.
Love. be welcome in my home. I've got my suitcase, I must go now. I don't mind about the things you said. I'm sorry, Mom, I don't know where I'm going. Remember, little sister, look ahead. Tomorrow I'll be in some other sunrise. And maybe I'll have someone at my side. Mama, give your love back to your husband. Goodbye, Mama, goodbye to you too.
Okay, that was Tom Rush, and I want to apologize. We had a pre-planned fire drill here in Crosstown Concourse, and if you've never been here, there are literally thousands of people in this place. They have a high school here. They have medical services. They have restaurants, all sorts of things in here, and there are thousands of people who come here every day to work and to receive, you know, to shop and all these things. So this was pre-planned, so everything's cool. I guess that's why I'm saying that. Everything is cool. Bruce and I were sitting here. We had an exception from the fire marshal that we could stay in the control room while this was going on. It was obviously very loud, so we just played music while this was going on. Bruce, I apologize.
No apologies needed. I can't wait to call Tom Rush tomorrow and tell him what happened during this song.
That's
and
right.
I can do that.
Yes,
that
you
was
can.
That was Child's Song, a tune written by Maury McLaughlin many years ago. It's such a beautiful song, and for those of us who have had children who go off to college and you become an empty nester, sometimes it can be real, real painful the first couple of months. And yeah, that's what that song is about. It's a beautiful one.
Very nice. And before that, we heard Green, Green, Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk. And while you were telling us about Dave Van Ronk, the fire alarm was going off. So can we tell that again?
Yeah. So Van Ronk was known as the mayor of McDougal Street. And, you know, the movie Inside Llewyn Davis, the Coen Brothers movie, was loosely based on the life of Dave Van Ronk. And you know, when I represented him, I used to sit with him at Cafe Vivaldi down on Great Jones Street, and I would hear all the stories of when Dylan came to town and they were sitting in the back of you know, whatever coffee place was active at that time. And they would laugh when Dylan went on stage because they, you know, Dylan gave this impression that he was Woody Guthrie riding the rails. And they would all sit in the back,
right.
Phil Oakes and Van Ronk and Paxton. And he was a Jewish kid from Minnesota,
yeah,
middle class.
Right.
And
right.
He never did any of the Woody Guthrie stuff. But what a story, right?
Yeah, of
so,
course.
So
yeah.
Van Ronk imparted to me the truth about what was going on with Dylan. And I heard these stories firsthand from Van Ronk.
How cool. How cool. Wow. All right. Well, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. My guest is Bruce Newman. Bruce, let's talk again about the Acoustic Sunday Live.
Sure. It'll be December 3rd at First Congo. It's another concert, third decade of a fundraiser, this one for Protect Our Aquifer. It's to keep our water clean. It's AcousticSundayLive.com. And actually, Willie, the next artist you're going to play, Tim O'Brien,
yeah,
one of the great award-winning bluegrass players, is going to be on stage.
Wow.
So we'll
wow.
hear from Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott doing a John Prine cover called Paradise.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we close with Shamika Copeland, who will be on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Also, this song here called Uncivil War won a Grammy. So you're going to hear the last two songs will be artists that are on our bill. So.
Oh, that's great. And how do people get tickets again?
AcousticSundayLive.com.
Okay, we hope you'll be able to do this. There is nothing more important than the safety of our drinking water in Memphis. Just let me say that, and if we need to say that again, we'll say there is nothing more important than the safety of our drinking water in Memphis.
You bet.
And so this is a fundraiser for that effort. Here we go. Here is Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Coal company come with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber, stripped all the land, and they dug for the coal till the land was forsaken. They wrote it all down as a progress man.
So Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Died with my ashes, float down the Green River, and let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
way.
All right. Oh, there's more. What a great rendition of that song. Mm. That is so nice. Folks, you've been listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. And I want to thank my guest, my buddy, Bruce Newman. Thank you so much for being
thank
here, Bruce.
Thank you, Willie, for having me. By the way, Tim O'Brien, who was on that song, will be playing with Shamika Copeland on the next song. He's agreed to to join in on Uncivil War. Yeah. So it's going to be a great ending to the concert. So
that is so nice. Okay, folks, let's say one more time how you get your tickets.
AcousticSundayLive.com, December 3rd, POA, Protect Our Aquifer.
Here we go. This is Shamika Copeland doing Uncivil War.
Uncivil War. Uncivil war, how long must we fight this uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before, nobody wins in uncivil war. The lines are drawn. Talking tough, you curse me out, and I curse back. Everything we love is under attack. The spirits are back in rags, blue and gray. Thought they were gone, but they won't go away. Uncivil war. Fight this uncivil war. Same old wounds we opened before. Nobody wins in uncivil war. You're sure you're right. I'm sure. Get along. You yell fake and I yell real. Nobody seems to care how the other guy feels. Keeping count of each other's sins. Only problem is nobody wins.
An uncivil war. Uncivil war.
How long must we fight this
uncivil war? Same old wounds we opened before.
Nobody wins in
uncivil war.
Shake it.